Roe and Casey are gone. The two Supreme Court cases that held up abortion as a so-called constitutional right are gone. Thank God. Thank God for that. The issue of abortion is returned now to the people, to the individual states, and it becomes now much more of a local issue. As your pastor, I want to encourage you in something this morning. Now is the time to double down on the work of building a culture that supports the family. Building a culture that supports the family. A culture that cares for and protects mother and child. Building a culture that challenges and strengthens men to be good fathers. To actively fight against a culture of death means to actively build a culture of life. Okay, but how do you do that other than just talking about that? The first and most important thing is to go home and love your family and to be praying. You say, yeah, Father, I'm really, really good at that. What else? It's a both end. It's to do that. And because this is much more local now, to actively support the places that are helping to build a real culture of life, a culture that supports the family, that supports mother and child, that supports the father. To actively support here in Dickinson, Connect Medical Clinic, which supports families, mothers, and babies in crisis pregnancies. Women's Care Center, which does the same in Bismarck. To support Rachel's Vineyard, which provides here in the diocese weekend retreats for women who have had abortion to begin to receive healing. To receive healing, and there's beautiful things which happen on those retreats for the women there. To actively support Catholic Charities of North Dakota, which helps find adoption homes for children. To support St. Gianna's Maternity Home. Do you guys know of the place? It's in Warsaw, North Dakota. They take in expectant mothers and new mothers with their children who are in vulnerable spots, who are in difficult situations. They take them in and they're able to live there in the home, in this safe place, and help them and their children to grow, to become involved in Badlands Right to Life, to help shape what the culture, what a pro-life culture looks like and is here in Western North Dakota. Roe and Casey are gone. Thank God. But what's going to take their place? What's going to take their place? Something is gone, but what are we going to actively build, continue to actively build? It's a time for us here locally to build a true culture of life, which loves and protects the dignity of every human person.